Okay, so a dog in Wallingford hit by a car, runs into the Quinnipiac River. All bad, right?
Right.
Until this guy shows up. Tim Nielsen, how you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. What happened?
I got home from work. This was last week, last Thursday. And when I get home, as soon as I get home, I let my dog out. I take him for a walk because he's waiting for me. And like 2 seconds into the walk, I hear a girl screaming, like, loud. And so I walk over, see what's going on, and I guess while she
Hold on. AJ's going to provide the sound effects for the story. Okay, AJ, you're the girl screaming. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Tim.
That was a pretty good impression.
Thank you. Wolf, that's your dog. No rehearsal.
So I walk over there to see what's going on, and I guess while she was at work or while she was out for the day, the dog somehow managed to jump through the window screen.
Ooh.
And was missing for, you know, however long, hours. So I'm like, all right, well, you know, try to take a deep breath. We'll, you know, we'll call the pound. We'll call the dog pound. We'll call the police. We'll, you know, check Facebook and, you know, and see if anybody saw the dog or, you know, what have you. And nobody did. So, you know, I jumped in my truck and, you know, other people, neighbors and, and neighbors and whatnot.
Hey, blah, 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 blah.
Started looking for the dog.
Radio.
And,
radio. Here, boy.
So we went through all the side streets. We're, you know, looking for the dog. And I happened to see the dog in my rearview mirror on Route 68 there. And
okay, hold on. We're missing the sweet spot here.
Right.
So you see the dog in your rearview mirror?
It's chasing after you.
Yeah, I'd driven, you know, all these different side streets looking for it. I bumped into other people that were looking. And
boom, sorry.
No luck. And then, I see the dog in my rear view, so I call the girl. I got her number just in case.
Where's
I
the, dog?
The dog?
In the road?
It had just crossed the road.
Oh, okay.
And right as I call her, she was right there walking on, you know, looking for the dog, and the dog gets hit by a car.
Oh, right in front of her.
Oh.
Right in front of her. So she's hysterical.
Damn.
You know.
Oh, my and, God.
So I do a U-turn, and I pull into Westbrook Lobster. That's where the dog was headed, right on 68 there.
And dog's got good taste.
Get your lobster.
Yeah.
Can I get a menu?
No, good. And I catch up to the dog, and it jumps into the river. And I think it was, yeah, I mean, it was in pain. It was bleeding from its mouth.
Oh.
It was limping.
It almost sounds like you chased it into the river.
Was it? No, I didn't.
Was it running from you? It's like, now I get hit by a car, and now a guy is chasing me?
I don't know what happened, but it's all this guy's fault.
Having the worst day! The worst
you guys
day!
Did this to me. You guys did this to me last time we talked.
And you called back.
Kid and
he rescued
the,
a missing kid, by the way, and we did the same thing to him, and he was nice enough to come back.
We didn't bark.
I'm sorry.
I put him in the Uber with the pedophile,
right.
Remember?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like us.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
You're okay. But you know, people are starting to gather behind me, and there's a police officer, and there's a vet's office right there next to Westbrook. They're there, and I jump into the river. They throw me a leash. But
that's heroic.
A lot of
very heroic.
That's heroic.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
God.
Put yourself at risk.
Yeah.
Save a doggy.
Water's cold.
Wait, did you have the leash on?
Huh?
Never mind.
Yeah.
Jim's just having a fantasy now.
Yes, yes.
That's my nightlife.
Oh.
That's extra.
But unknown to people, a lot of people, the river goes underneath Westbrook Lobster, goes underneath the building. It backflows.
Wow.
And so the dog actually went underneath the building.
Oh.
And obviously, when you're that injured, you know, you're not going to be able to swim too well.
Holy crap.
Did he pick up an appetizer? Well, there was
no calamari on that visit. But,
so the dog hit by a car, bleeding from the mouth, runs into the river. The river's flowing, clearly.
Right. Goes
into
the lobster place.
And you jump in,
right.
And now you're swimming after the dog?
Yeah, not so much swimming, but it's waist deep. And
oh, okay.
The dog went under the building.
Yes.
And I went underneath the building. I found the dog. It was not happy to see me, to say the least, but it was a lot of
pain. That's scary.
You again.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, he probably thinks you're the guy who hit him.
Yeah, yeah. Terminator.
And, he doesn't know.
Yeah.
I think the dog, it tore all of its ligaments in one arm.
Oh.
Lacerations on the other arm. And
oh.
Its face was bleeding. So.
Oh.
It was in rough shape. Well, that's
it's a brave thing for you to approach that dog.
Yeah, an injured dog is more dangerous. Yeah.
More dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to, you know, I'm already in the water. I'm going to come back empty handed.
Like, no, of course not.
Dog's not too nice. I'm going to leave it there. But no, super sweet dog afterwards once we got her on the shore.
Well, what would you say? You lassoed it with what, your belt?
No, I put the end of the leash through the handle so that I could just throw it over the dog's neck rather than
like a snare. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. I wasn't going to put my hand that close.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
You're MacGyver in the water.
A happy camper.
That's true.
But yeah. And then, we got it on the shore. The vet techs put it on a gurney. There were four of them there, maybe even more. A lot of people showed up, and police helped stop traffic so they could get out of there and bring the dog to the vet. And it was, a lot of nice people. Crazy situation. I mean, I'm glad that we found the dog. I'm glad that she has her dog back. But
first of all, you know how busy people are?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many people do you know, AJ, that would just drop what they're doing in their day to look for a stranger's dog?
I know one guy right here on the phone.
Right here on the phone.
Yeah.
But then, a lot of people would be like, oh, they ran into the water. Let me call the 911 or something.
Yeah, and I actually go after it.
No, this dude just goes right in.
Relentless.
Yeah.
That's, sploosh. Yeah.
Like Quinnipiac's pretty nasty.
Like
U.S.
Marshals.
Yeah.
What makes it nasty?
It's got a smell to it. It smells like chemicals or something.
Really?
When I was a kid growing up in that area, everyone would joke that there's fish with three eyeballs. And
okay.
And, right.
That's the old Naugatuck River.
Right.
That was Naugatuck River, because it wasn't was it Unara? What was that factory right outside the, right in Naugatuck? Can't think
I'm
of
not
it.
Sure.
Anyway, they would dump everything into the water. So when you drove into Naugatuck from Route 8, you would be like, okay, it's right. Like Jersey, but not Jersey.
Yeah. You would say Naugatuck.
And one of those news magazines did a story on the river. It was the second most polluted river in the country.
A second?
In the 70s.
We're number two.
Now when you drive by there, it's beautiful, crystal clear, clean water.
Good job.
So that's the Quinnipiac just never came back?
No. No, it's...
I like how you say no.
They stock trout in it and whatnot, but...
Yeah. You don't want to eat that?
No, it actually says in the fishing manual only to eat one fish, I think, per month out of there. So that's a red flag.
At your own risk, yeah.
When it's just one, risk. I'm like, that's still too many.
Why wouldn't you just say don't eat any?
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, that would be better.
Right?
Yeah, that makes more sense.
I'm good with the one. Like, I don't need Pepto-Bismol when I eat fish. But.
Yeah, really?
Wow, and you jumped right in. Knowing all of that,
you went in.
That makes it more heroic
exactly.
That you're like, all right, I'm going into Quinnipiac, where they say only eat one thing out of here per month.
My pants dissolved.
Wait, do you have an extra eyeball now?
You got to really clean that butthole now when you're in the shower.
You don't have to close.
Yeah.
Take a flashlight down there.
Oh, my God. All right, so how's the dog now?
So that's one of the reasons I was hoping to come on. The dog just had surgery yesterday. She's obviously in a lot of pain. But given the whole situation and how everything went down, the vet bills are through the roof. I mean, a lot of times vet bills are more than bills for you or I when
it's true,
urgent care or something. I mean, they kind of prey on your vulnerability with your pet, and they know you want to save your pet. So they up the cost a little bit, in my opinion. But so they have a GoFundMe now. It's raised quite a bit of money. I think they're just over $9,000.
Nice.
But the goal is $10,000, and I know the bills are probably going to exceed that.
Wow.
So I don't know of any other way.
What is this girl who belongs to the dog? What does she do for a living?
I believe she's a nurse.
Oh,
okay.
I'm not sure.
Now we really want to help.
Did big time, yeah.
I was like, well, if she's a millionaire.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
Yeah, right.
How excited do we want to get the help?
Right, right, right.
Yeah, if she was a millionaire, right. I would have pushed her in the river.
And you get her. Right.
I saved your life. I saved your life. You're on the mic.
Oh, man. Tim, you're the man.
You're
this
the man,
is
man.
Twice we've had you on for right. being a good Samaritan.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for having me a second time.
No, man. Thank you for being a good citizen.
This time.
No pedophiles.
No,
yeah, next time we ask her, a turtle.
All right, Tim, we're going to link up the GoFundMe on the Chaz and AJ Facebook and WPLR.com. And if anyone wants to help, we've been asking people to help.
I know.
All week, you know, but.
It's a doggy.
Yeah.
You do what you can.
Yeah.
You know, if you can.
I appreciate that. That's awesome of you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, brother. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Good job.
You too. Until next time.
Yeah, we need more Tim Nielsens on the plane.
Yay!
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.